Welcome to episode 6 of Tree Speak on the Air. I'm Spirit.
I'm Dr. Bionicle.
And I'm Akira.
So, moving right along to the BZ Power Report.
So, we have the BBC results now. Turns out that after taking a second vote, the results came out with Makuta Immortal by Shadrach with 200, Root of Evil by Shinera with 169, Inconspicuous Little Critter by, Four Dimension for 59, Heyday by somebody, sorry, and Makuta's Last Stand by somebody else, 29.
Now we're gonna get sued, thanks to you.
Well, whoever you are, congratulations. Sorry, they didn't put the names. So that's really all the news we have. It's been pretty boring around here. Except for all this storyline stuff, which I...
You could be boring?
Can't say legally. What?
Yes, you can.
Well, not without, like, warning them. A spoiler. That, you know, then they have to turn down the volume and they could, like, miss out the show. That'd be bad.
Fair enough.
Yes. So that's it. Moving on to the topics.
Oddly enough, our first topic is the results of BBC 33.
Gasp.
Well,
okay.
How do you think they cheated on the poll?
I never could vote for that.
Well, you can do it in a few different ways. You can try dupe accounts. It's not like I'm a professional on the subject yet. But, you can do dupe accounts if... Well, I don't really know. I'm not into hacking or anything of that sort.
But did you notice that there were 700 votes? That's more members than BZP has.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons they thought it was cheating, because the semi-polls were up to par, but the final poll was way over anything that had been done before.
Yeah.
Way more participation. So, what did you think of the entry, personally?
Well, I thought they were pretty good. I would have entered myself if the entry date hadn't been, like...
I saw them a couple times.
The day after I got back from my Christmas holidays. So I wasn't gonna MOC in 5 seconds.
I was kind of surprised that Inconspicuous Little Friendly Critter got as far as it did. Because of, it's just not very Makuta style. And it's really small. It's complex, but it's not, you know, it's not like what we're used to seeing, really.
Maybe that's why it got there, because it was different.
Did you vote?
Once or twice. I didn't really follow this one.
I didn't vote, too.
I went for Root of Evil, which was Shinera's, you know, the tree one. I'm not going to say really anything about why I didn't like some of the entries, or why I liked one better than the other, because then, you know, that'd just be boring. So, I think it was a pretty good decision overall. I don't really agree with the third place, just because it's just not very complex, but I think it was pretty good overall.
Next topic, continuing with our series, the 2003 storyline. This is with the Borat call at the beginning,
oh,
and
I love
the Mask of Light at the end.
Well, I think this was the time that really spurred a lot of fans, because of the movie, first ever movie ever. Yeah. So we don't have any expectations for it. We just think it's going to be really cool. Because, you know, it's a Bionicle movie. And, you know,
in a way, it was.
Yeah, it was. It was cool because, you know, we didn't really have anything to compare it to.
Mm-hmm. Like,
we
seeing
just by,
3D Mata Nui was first time ever. You're like, wow.
Yeah.
When my brother first saw it come out, he was all excited about it. And he was like, look, there's a movie! And it is actually in 3D! I didn't actually care about it until I actually thought there was a movie.
I remember being on BZP from ever since we saw the first picture of Tahu surfing, and he had hands, and everyone was like, oh no, he has hands, it's hideous.
Yeah, I was really surprised with the hands. I don't know what I was expecting. I guess I was just expecting the ordinary little ball joint piece.
Or he could do what Label 11 did with their... finger,
yeah, the
things.
Two fingers.
That's what they did in that video game.
The first thing that struck me as odd was, I kind of agreed with Vakama's voice, but I didn't, well, this was just my personal opinion at the time, but I didn't find Tao's voice very appealing to what I had in mind.
I didn't find Jawa's voice very Jawa.
I didn't have too much opinion on Jawa's voice because I hadn't heard him too much before or seen him anywhere. I just seen him through the Mat Nui online game.
Well, that's what I was basing him on. He's like this big guy who's crossing his arms and tapping his foot when he's talking. So you think he's gonna sound a bit older than a teenager.
I don't know about Gali's voice. It was just kind of weird. compared to what I had in mind. I was kind of expecting her to not sound so old.
I thought it was too low. Have you seen Web of Shadows yet?
Sadly, yeah. No, I have not.
Well, the actress who plays Gali in Mask of Light plays Rudaka. I think she does a much better Rudaka than she does a Gali.
Yeah. There are a whole bunch of actors now that I've seen that would have done the voices better, but you know, it's Lego. So you can't really get Orlando Bloom playing somebody in there. Which wouldn't have necessarily been a good thing, but, you know, it was kind of weird. I didn't really agree with Lee was voice at all. That was, I imagined him to be a lot more,
less Irish?
It was too breathy.
Yeah, and too high, personally. Because in the comics, he seemed to be a bit more, sarcastic and sincere. I'd never read the books at the time. So, I kind of expected him to sound sort of sarcastic. Like, sort of like while he was, I imagined his voice to be lower, was the thing. It was just, the voice was so high and so breathy, it didn't sound like Leewa at all to me.
Did you feel that in the first part of the year, that the Borat Call story was a bit rushed or not done well? Because that's what many members say, that they don't like the Borat Call at all.
People don't like the Borat Call sets. That's the main thing, because, it was basically Borat with silver ball joints and different heads and different weapons. So, it was the sets that got people to not liking the Borat Call so much. I personally liked the Borat Call because it got us a chance. We got to see what the Toa would do without their powers, which is something I've been wanting to see before. I thought it was interesting. It did seem a little bit rushed. It seemed to be one of the shorter conflicts.
That's when we actually had the time in there.
Huh. Well, they had to... They couldn't put all of the thing in Mask of Light. Like, you know, in Legends of Metronui and Web of Shadows, they have the first part of the storyline, like a little bit of it, introducing to the bigger part of the movie. So in Legends of Metronui, it has, like, small snippets of the quest for the Great Discs, and this takes, like, months in the storyline. But in the movie, they portray it in a few seconds. But in Mask of Light, the Borat Call didn't show at all in the movie, so they had to make it a complete story.
Considering they had to fit two storylines into the same year, well, it seemed that the Mask of Light one had to be a bit more important.
Yeah.
Considering, you know, it's, like, basically the first real defeat of Makuta that we've seen. So it has to be a bit more emphasized. So I guess they had to rush the Borat-Kal series a bit more.
I remember listening to the special features, the director's commentary.
Uh-huh.
And they weren't very informed on the movie at all. Like, they just go through it and go, well, we didn't do this. And in different parts where they get this completely wrong, like the scene where Makuta and Takanuva, they merge together in the energized protodermis, they go, oh, and there they go, they've just fallen into, what is that? I think it's Quicksilver or something.
Quicksilver. Never thought of it that way.
Mercury poisoning.
You know, they're basically, they don't have an extensive knowledge of the Bionicle universe. They have, I imagine that they have a little bit more than, you know, the people who make the games with Takua Nuva and everything.
No.
But they don't have, you know, they're not highly informed, I don't think. They basically just have to do the movie.
Yeah.
So, moving away from the movie.
How about the first knee joints in the rock sheet?
Oh, that was in the head.
Yeah, the head.
Foldable sets.
Yeah, that was a big jump, although the arms, of course, basically destroyed that. Unless you could get a little axle piece so that you could put the staff on one hand so that he could move around a little more.
Mm.
The Rakshi were pretty cool compared to what we'd seen before. They were more organic in the sense that, you know, they had teeth and layers, and they seemed to be more like lizards than robots.
Yeah, because they say the Tara Kava were supposed to be lizards. They don't look like lizards. They look like big punching things.
Yeah. Look like
motorcycles.
Kinda. Well, what about the Mask of Light sets?
Sets?
Yeah. Like, you know, Takanuva and Yusunui and all that.
Yeah, those were pretty good. The Yusunui, I really like.
His head keeps falling off.
I've heard that. I don't have much of it, but I've heard that.
Because they use a 2+ bar in the Toa head. The Toa eyes, they put a 2+ bar in the Toa eyes. It's like with Pohatu.
Uh-huh.
so it's not enough to keep it in.
Well, I got Takanuba knees, really. And it was, I thought it was pretty cool, considering that I didn't get a whole lot of Titan sets before.
Yeah, but I really like how it flips from flight mode to stopping mode.
Yeah.
But the coolest set of 2003 is Takua and Puku.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I got that, the legs, I did that for hours on end. Just pushing them across the table and watching the legs move, and turning around and pushing them across
again.
And
pushing down a ramp.
It was, that's fun. It was pointless, but it was so cool, because we've never seen anything like that.
I think it would have sold better if they said that it did that on the box, rather than in the front page of the instructions. Because you see on the box, you're like, oh, well, it's Tuku and Puku. Whoop-de-doo. Then you see in the instructions, it says, legs do this. Whoa!
Yeah. What does Jalar and the Goku do?
The wings flap. They flap together. The Gucko has four wings, and they kind of flap together like someone doing jumping jacks.
Oh. Well, you know, it's kind of weird how that set was made. Because, you know, Takua has his own $20 set, so you gotta put Jalar in one. Because otherwise.
And then you have to make it a scene from the movie. Then the only other Rahi they come in contact with, aside from the Ash Bear, is the Gucko. Well, I think we, used up enough time on that 2003 topic. So, on to the next one. The German Tor Igniter descriptions that were accidentally shown on a German website, and then they were translated to Strange Things.
Nice move, German.
Thanks.
I watched this real good.
Some of the really funny. Made Holly, that it said Holly is unbearable with her mask power. And
her magical mask of recognition.
Holly was always unbearable.
She could see dead people.
Cool! I don't see much point in that, but that's cool.
Sort of. Look out, Baraka, while I defeat you by looking at dead people.
Anyhow, I didn't really see them. What did they say about Kongu?
Kongu, well, Greg did say that they're going to use colors that they've never used before in canister sets.
Oh, yeah, they've never used yellow.
It would be awesome.
They've never used orange.
They use orange with Tahu.
Well, yeah, but not as a primary.
Not Hookie orange.
Well, that wasn't orange. That was blech. That's what I called the color. Blech. Sounds German.
Okay.
There's never been an orange as a primary color. If Nupon's going to be a Toa, then wouldn't it
probably
orange?
Yeah. Okay, here we go. For Kongu, it says he's the fastest of the six Toa. He protects his friends against Hinterheizelzen attacks from the air. It's laser arm chest fires arrows from pure energy.
Laser arm chest?
Alright, I think he can just fire arrows. So he's like
that's
Robin Hood.
Laser arm chest?
Or you can check a different translation.
Yeah. But still, it's interesting. Laser arm.
Oh, laser gun.
If people are reacting
to it. It's laser gun.
Laser gun?
Yes.
I think they could put guns into the Bionicle storyline.
People are reacting to that to talk to Ice Ray, that people aren't going to like a laser gun.
They all seem to have laser. Mitoro has a laser ice sword. Kongu has laser arm piece arrow shooter.
Star Wars. You know what that might mean?
Nuparo has a laser drill.
Wait, hang on. You know what that might mean?
Light up weapons?
Yeah.
Yeah, someone suggested that.
I saw the Pulp War, but I didn't.
I think that'd be interesting, to show that they're actually attacking. I don't know, I don't have Paraki yet.
I don't see why.
See why not.
So, they look interesting. I'm interested in seeing what they're going to do. What they're going to look like.
What?
That'll help Toa, who will be the new Chronicler.
Yeah, I'm vouching for Kapura, really.
No, but when he gets there, it'll be over, because he's slow.
But he does that thing, like the teleportation or the fast movement, whatever it is.
Moving slowly to get places quickly. No, to travel long distance quickly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a good thing. You know, it says Vakama sees something in him in the Bionicle Encyclopedia.
Maybe.
I'm interested in seeing if we get to see the Toa in the comics, how Stuart Fazer's going to draw them.
No, I don't think they can put them in the comics, because you're not allowed to display things that you don't sell anymore. That's why you can't have Takanuba.
No, I mean the 2006 Toa.
Oh, the 2006 Toa. Oh. Well, I think they'll just look like sketchy versions of the sets, like the Baraka we saw.
Yeah. I think they'd be pretty cool.
Well, we could jump into our next topic, if this is dying. Our next topic fits right into this. It's the new LEGO magazine. This is with the preview, so you can...
Warning, you are entering a glitchy area. You may notice some echoes that should not be there. I did my best to get rid of most of them. There's only so much I can do.
Like, what did you think about that? Do you have it yet?
I do. Sadly enough, my Brickmaster subscription has gone out, so I just get LEGO magazine now.
Us Canadians don't have such things as Brickmasters or comics that arrive on time.
Brickmaster's awesome.
It is. I don't mind. I wouldn't mind if I didn't get the welcome package or anything, but the magazine is awesome. It's just got so much more stuff. But this is going to veer off topic if we go on to that. I thought the poster thing was really interesting, the cover especially, because it's something like we've never seen before. Bionicle.
Sketchy dark, which is different what B. Elliott did, so should be really interesting for comics.
Are either of you building something for the Baraka contest?
I don't know if it's in Canada, because moving back to the 2003 thing, I really liked the Search for the Seventh Toa contest because it was Canada and the United States, and I also won.
You won a Pan Rock.
Yes.
No, we're not gonna, because I can, and mostly to say bye. If it were a drawing contest,
I would try. I'm really sad that I didn't try for the Rahi building contest.
Yeah, I did, but I failed to enter, which was the same for the Dark Hunter contest and the Toa contest.
I was really, really mad that I couldn't enter the Toa contest.
Yeah, I had a good entry for the Toa contest. I really did. But I progress all the time.
I think the entry deserved it. The Toa Sonic.
Yeah, that's kind of changed around the storyline now, because now we've heard of a Toa Plasma and Toa Gravity.
Yeah.
And now all these Borakal elements have opened up.
Yeah, it's interesting that we were able to go past fire and water, because, it encouraged that, It said, use fire, water, ice, stone, air, whatever's up. Or just make up your own element.
Head explosion.
Yeah. Hey, that's my joke. Well, actually, it's Greg's joke, and I stole it from Greg, but I use it more. But,
the total of everything.
Yeah. That tended to bring up some bad stuff, like, technology control isn't really an help.
Yeah.
Or being able to make things float on water.
You'd be able to control everything around him.
That would be cool, but that would be very bad for the storyline.
Yeah. You don't want powers that are too powerful, or else it's just cheating.
Yeah. At the Rahi contest, I was still really bad at the time. I get most of my MLCing skills from BZ Power, from people who critiqued me.
I don't think I had anything with that one in there.
All of my attempts at a Rahi entry, I had a few different versions. Most of them were terrible. I'm actually kind of glad that I didn't enter, because it would have been embarrassing for me, really. The Toa contest, I had a good entry for. I think, compared to others, but,
you didn't make
it. Enter that. And the Dark Hunter contest, I just didn't enter for some reason.
I've heard that Comic Zero doesn't have any story at all.
Nope, just a poster.
How do you feel about that?
It's just a preview with Sager and an interview.
Well, how do you guys feel about that? Like, do you feel cheated?
You sound like a psychologist.
How do you feel about that? How does this make you feel?
I was kind of surprised. Because I was expecting it to be the comic, and I saw the cover, I'm like, oh, this is going to be really cool. And all of a sudden you open up, and there's pictures of Stuart Sager in an interview with me. I'm like, okay, well, this is cool. It has a poster inside, which is still, I was kind of...
I don't know.
Yeah, it was a little disappointing, but still.
I don't know anything about the 2006 storyline, because I'm not up to date with that, and I don't like the spoilers. So I have no idea what's happening or what's going to happen. Which is kind of a letdown for me, because I don't get the books. I usually don't get the books till months after, so then I'm really behind with the storyline, book-wise. So
well,
I have to rely on the comics.
Now's your opportunity. You can get a head start on 2006.
I can never find a book.
Well, I think you should be able to, because chapters, even in Canada, like if it's in Canada, it's everywhere. Chapters in Canada have Bionicle Legends 1.
I think Noble has a for the place.
Well, have you ever heard of Kazakhstan?
You live in Lawrence, not Kazakhstan, you liar.
I never said I lived in Kazakhstan.
Yes, you did.
No, I said, have you ever heard of Kazakhstan?
Whatever. Throwing us terribly off topic.
Forest Garrett, I blame you.
And now I forgot completely what I was going to say.
What did you think of the EXO Force?
I got one of those at a Bookmaster. I got the orange one. They're pretty nifty. They're really fun to put together. But, there's some sets personally never seen before. They're pretty cool.
I don't like the anime style. I'm not a big fan of anime. But, I don't know. I just don't like getting into that kind of stuff.
I think the hair on the minifigures looks cool. Like, it's all spiky and all over the place. Of course, I wouldn't know because I don't have Brickmaster.
But, like, the eyes that take up half the head on the head, that's kind of weird. I've never been, you know, they actually have turning heads.
With two alternate expressions. I saw that in the
hair is, like, made of the stuff that the fox is made out of, which is really strange.
Oh, it's not made out of normal hair?
Is it, like,
plastic?
Is it, like, rubber? What?
It's not plastic. It's the stuff that the con is made out of.
Yeah, I see what it's.
Huh.
It's weird. I don't really know. I'm not liking the storyline so much that I've seen. I can't get much from a comic. I don't know. I don't like the idea so much. The sets look okay, but, meh. Oh, have you seen the new Star Wars sets?
I have not.
Well, they got an improved B-Wing and an improved A-Wing and improved Slave One. It's basically all improved stuff.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well,
I do, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you don't know, well, not many people know what an A-Wing or, but they're pretty cool.
I also heard that they have a Death Star set out.
Oh, yeah, that looks pretty cool. It's not good for anything, really, except display.
Yeah, with the neon green laser beam pieces.
You know what I find interesting is that it's the second Death Star. So that's a lot more complicated than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
The second one's all broken off.
Well, not broken, just not done yet.
Well, yeah, it's not the whole thing. So it's kind of hard to MLC or make or whatever you want to call it.
Build.
Or make something that's, you know, kind of like that. Because then you have to have all these
sticky out bits.
So there was this random thing for the show Avatar. Something about the trading card game.
Hmm.
And I don't see any point in it because it has nothing to do with Lego that I know of.
It may soon.
Oh, gosh.
It's a scary thought.
I'm not, like I said, I'm not much of an anime fan. I really kind of hope that Avatar doesn't become Bionicle.
My understanding of it is it's similar to Bionicle.
Yeah.
Because it has elements and heroes.
It's like,
it's
like fire, air, water, and earth, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe ice. I don't know.
I don't think so.
You know what I find funny? Is that air is the one that dominates them all?
It's fire, air, water, and earth.
Oh, there we go.
Yes, but air don't.
Resident Avatar expert.
Sorry. I don't know. I just picked stuff from the commercial.
My sister watches it all the time.
Oh, there we go. Resident sister of a Avatar watcher. Expert. I'm confused now.
Poor spirit.
I'm not an expert.
See, I just pick up all the stuff from the geeks talking about it. Of course, somebody's going to kill me for saying.
I'll tell them where you live.
For all you know, I might live in Kazakhstan.
It's Kazakhstan.
Excuse me for not being geographically correct.
You are excused. So that finishes off the discussion part of the show. Moving on to the question part. Last week we asked you, we asked you, according to Bionicle Adventures 4, how do Nadiki and Kreka fly? And only one person sent in an answer. And they were right. This was Lavaside Rahi, and his answer was that they shift into a more aerodynamic flight mode. I don't know how that makes sense in the story, but that's what happens, and that's the right answer. Alright, for this episode, our question is, what was the original cover design for Bionicle Adventures 10, Time Trap? I want a description of it, so if it's Masao eating a cookie, you tell me that it's Masao eating a cookie. Simple enough. Well, I actually have one last announcement. CSD, now former TreeSpeak on the Air staff, has had to leave us because he kept on having issues getting here on time and getting here without dying. He lives in a very busy house with little control over his computer area, so we thought it would just be easier if he left. We will miss him.
Yes, we will.
Well, that wraps it up for Episode 6. I'm Spirit.
And I'm Dr. Bonkel.
And I'm Nakira.
We'll be right back.